And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. Hope your day is going well. Currently out there, 7:42. And joining me on the phone, as he usually does the second Thursday of the month, we have the police chief of Independence, Jerry Harrison. And sir, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. It's Friday Eve, so that's always a good thing. All right.
Outstanding.
Yeah, all right, sir. Well, again, I just wanted to talk to you today about basically back-to-school safety as schools are starting back up. I know some schools are starting maybe this week. I think Independence starts next week, or they're starting here pretty soon. But back-to-school safety around the area, this applies to anywhere. It doesn't matter what district you're in. So let's talk about back-to-school safety. And one of the things that we would like to obviously talk about is school zones. Watch out in those areas, the school zone areas.
Yes, please. We have a lot of crosswalks, a lot of kids walking to school at those various schools, and obviously the numbers of pedestrians are going to concentrate the closer they get to the school, so that's why we have those school zones there, is to help those kids get there safely.
And so just kind of give us some rules on the school zones areas. Obviously, things change, especially what it has to do with speed.
Yes. So what we've tried to do with our school zone signs, working with our street department, is to set those so that they say that they're in effect on school days, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., and I think we've about got them all switched over around town. So just keep in mind, if it's a school day and it's 7:30, between the hours of 7:30 and 4 p.m., that 20-mile-an-hour speed zone is in effect. I've stopped some cars, especially during the lunch break, as people are trying to get home or get to somewhere to eat and get back on time for work. Just keep in mind, those speed limits are still in effect, even at lunchtime. And so from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., that entire time frame, that school zone speed limit is in effect.
And if you get caught speeding in those areas, that can be pretty, that could hurt your pocketbook a little bit, can it not?
Well, a ticket's always a bad day. Not very many of us walking through life can say we've never got one. You know, I got one many years ago, and it just can darken the whole day. So take it easy and take your time. Go that 20-mile-an-hour speed limit. Those fines double. So we go through the school zone. So, you know, the fines are expensive anyways, and that's their purpose, just to hit you in the pocketbook and make it worth your while to obey the law. But, yeah, as an example, if you're going, like, say, 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, that fine plus court cost is going to be, I think it's $184. If you're going 15 miles an hour over the speed limit, it's $214. And it just goes up, it skyrockets from there. It gets pretty pricey. So we don't want to write you a ticket. Everybody's working hard to get through life financially, and we understand that, too. And our goal is not to go out there and sign people up for that. So please, just, we'd much prefer that you keep our kids safe, keep the other motorists safe, and don't speak to those school zones.
Absolutely. It's just kind of, it's what it is. It's just kind of keep you awake. Hey, watch out when you're going through these school areas, because those kids are absolutely invaluable. You can't put a price on those kids. And you were talking about crosswalks. And again, rules on crosswalks as well. And if you violate those rules, there could be fines there as well. And just what are a few of those rules on when it comes to those school crosswalks?
Well, just in general, you know, Kyle, in general, let's take it easy for everybody, including those pedestrians. And most of the time they are kids, but not all the time. And, just imagine how do you want my neighbor to drive when they're around your kids walking down the street? You know, most of us do have kids or have had kids, and we can empathize with that. So, but anytime you see a pedestrian, let's give them a little break, give them a little space, give ourselves a little more time to slow down and avoid a tragedy. But when it comes to those crosswalks, we are, as motorists, we're required to yield to those pedestrians in those crosswalks. So when you see somebody in a crosswalk, it is your obligation as the driver of a car or a truck or whatever it is, it's your obligation to stop. It is not their obligation. It is your obligation to stop. And you can, and we have, and will continue to cite people for crosswalk violations.
And of course, and it's easier to stop in those for those crosswalk areas, especially if you're doing the speed limits. So, another thing with exactly another thing with school starting, as we were talking about school bus safety, and there seems to be almost every year you hear, unfortunately, about a child maybe getting hit as they're, you know, trying to cross the street. Trying to get onto a bus with the stop sign out, and you hear almost every year a child getting hit because somebody ignores that stop sign on the bus. So, again, just take it easy around those school buses, right?
Yes. You know, when that red light and that's on that school bus, when those red lights are flashing and that stop sign arm flips out there, we motorists are obligated to stop. And it doesn't matter where you're at on the roadway. You know, if you're on Penn Avenue, it's a four-lane highway north of Chestnut, you know, and if a bus stops in front of Dairy Queen, then all the motorists north and southbound on all four lanes are required to stop, because you don't know where those pedestrians, when those young children get off that school bus, you don't know which side of the street they need to get home. And so you've got to stop. And that one, Kyle, is a doozy, a $389 fine and court cost. I mean, that's just phenomenal. I mean, you go out and buy a TV for that. You know, don't pay that citation to city court. Just don't violate it and then go buy your family a TV. How about that?
that works.
Yeah, and, you know, it gets even worse if you were to do that in a school zone, which I don't know if the buses stop and put their sign out in any of our school zones. I've not seen one do it. Doesn't mean it couldn't happen. But if you were to do that in a school zone, again, that would double. So that'd be a pretty good sized TV you could get your family there. So just don't do it, and then justify that TV purchase.
Absolutely.
Another thing though is the crosswalk violations that we were talking about. Those are $149 fine and cost. But if you do it in a school zone, remember that fine doubles, and then they add that court cost on there, so it's $224 in a school zone. So I like to throw those numbers out there. You know, Vince and Larry, the crash test dummies, used to make people laugh to try to get that safety message out there, but the research says that doesn't work. What works is cops in cars writing tickets, so that's why we're out there doing it. We don't want to do it. You know, give that money to your family, go treat your family well, and just follow the law. Do the right thing.
And like you were saying, you don't know where when the kids are getting off the bus, you don't know which way they're going. And unfortunately for like some younger kids, they may not be paying attention when they cross the road. And then you all of a sudden have a very bad accident. Like I said, sometimes some of those younger kids don't really pay attention when they're crossing that road. That's what that stop sign is for, to protect them from something like that happening.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been to that crash. I've worked a very tragic crash with a young child. The motorist was not at fault. They could not have done anything to avoid that accident. It was just a tragedy. And it just really negatively impacted that driver's life for many years after that, and probably still does. So, you know, I can't imagine how much worse that would be if you knew that you had some level of responsibility in that. So what's the most important thing? You know, what's important now? Is it important to get there a minute faster, you know, or is it important to not hurt anybody today? And I think if we can really focus on what's truly important, I think our community will be in a better place.
Absolutely. Maybe leave about 5 minutes earlier if you need to get to the area you're at, because again, a lot of those areas you do have to slow down to around 20 miles per hour. So give yourself extra time to get where you need to go. Think of it as there's inclement weather that you need to give yourself some extra time to get there. Also, a few things I did want to talk about is that for these tips for motorists, but you guys get grant money to conduct traffic safety enforcement projects, do you not?
We do. We get money from the state of Kansas that comes from the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, NHTSA. NHTSA gives that to KDOT, and KDOT distributes that out based on what they perceive as need. And we've been successful in applying for grants. So we get some overtime money to bring officers in on their day off and go work these school zones, go work these crosswalks. We put cops on buses and cops in cars and follow those buses around and stop people when they aren't doing the right thing. So there is a threat there that we may be watching. And we don't always use marked cars. This isn't fair chase. This isn't a game. This isn't a sport where we, you know, where everybody's supposed to get a fair chance. This is life. This is life and death. And so, you know, we don't mind to use an unmarked car to cite people for a traffic violation with. You don't have a right to drive that way. It doesn't matter if you can tell there's a police officer there or not. The law is the law, and it's always the law. So, you know, our goal isn't to go out and generate revenue. Our goal is for you to slow down and give everybody a break and keep everybody safe.
Absolutely. And again, of course, this is back school safety. And again, Indy, they're starting schools here pretty soon, I do believe next week. In fact, there's actually, they're having that Indy back to school party tonight at the Park Oval. So that will be going on tonight. But again, school's about to start back up. I know everybody's excited about it. It's going to be a little different than it has, you know, it's going to be closer to normal than it was last year. And so just a few tips again, just watching those school zones, the crosswalks, and around those buses, be extra careful around those buses, especially when they do make that stop, because again, you do have kids getting onto the bus and off the bus. Just kind of, again, like you said, give them a break and just take your time where you need to go. And again, give yourself maybe a little bit of extra time to go where you need to go if you have to go through a school area.
Absolutely. And a couple more things before we sign off, if you don't mind. I'd like everybody out there to remember to take responsibility for their role in our crime activity in our community. You know, as a citizen in Independence, you are responsible to help the police department prevent crime. And we encourage everybody to embrace that role. If you see something, say something, give us a call. Keep your car windows rolled up. Keep your doors locked. Lock your house when you leave, you know, lock your windows when you leave in your house, you know, lock your bike up. Do those things, those common sense, low-hanging fruit things to help prevent crime in our community. It's, most things are a crime of opportunity, and if we can eliminate those crimes of opportunity, we can go a long ways towards improving the quality of life in our city. And if anybody out there is looking for work, the Independence Police Department is hiring. I believe we've got a dispatch opening and a police officer opening. We would love for you to come give us a look and see if you want to be a part of our team.
And
so appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. And Chief Harrison, if anybody wants to maybe apply for that job, those two jobs, how can they do that?
Hey, I'm glad you asked. You can go to the city website, City of Independence website, and you go to the How Do I tab, and it'll take you right. You can go to that How Do I tab, and then you can find how do I seek employment or something of that nature. The application's right there. You scroll down through, select the police officer or the dispatcher position. Scroll down through there and select that and complete that initial application. Shoot it to us, and we will be in touch. Be patient. We have to get a number of those together so that we can have a testing date. We try to do that at least quarterly and sometimes more often.
All right. Well, sir, again, I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. We always do appreciate it. And we will talk to you again next month.
All right. Thank you for the support. Have a good day.